There is no chain to break, but once safely across the dwindling Itakoski, men begin eating their own steam. A wide, ardent fealty refracts the facsimiles of those who do so whilst performing the nail work at night. A walk across their rope reveals Gabriel in a cave, selling t-shirts for Christians in a coma to the Russian barrel maker, whose Finnish flu means still more snot bubbles for Chechnya. All falling into Sokolov's otherwise empty moti, as Kalikov's, as Wolverine's 1 and 2. Donkeys do 1 kilometer a day, even by parachute. Such things are ineffable, others are not. For instance, Masood is a myth there, merely a silk-screened hallmark on fast foods from Saudi Arabia for the Jesuit Jamahiriya. Eventually, they announce funding for a new French chef. A murderous Muscovite marshal in a reversible cowboy shirt and half-liter hat, perusing the nominally elaborate menu, loudly announces from the last horse in Lubyanka, "I'm sorry, but I'm not having dolphin waz." Explaining, gesturing towards his groin, "I don't even like the idea of drinking my own waz, never mind that of a stupid fish." His live-in termite mother smiles in support and peels a potato onto his bunk bed. Thoughts of a narcotic martyrdom form a slideshow of slapped arses and sacred cows. Diophantus counts out the time.
Thank you.
They toast the double agencies and draw their ghastly polymers into familial alignment.
She tightens his belt. Mother, he asks, where can I see the sun on the soil? Where might I format the telos of the restoration of the blessing itself? Stationary now, she answers, perhaps in Koth, perhaps Iwar, perhaps in 1982. Although to the sound of a Fukushima brass band at the Atomium, one day they will flatten the Urals so we can see the sea.